Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schutz for everyone who wants Yichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Basar Shmuel. Schutz for Fuas for Bitsuk Yan Ben Chana. Schutz for Fuas for Baruch Ben Miriam. Michal Fega Bas Mahal Kispasi. Chana Gittel Bas Naomi Elisa. Rus Victoria Bas Tila Rovida. Avigail Ayelet Bas Chevet. Continuing our series of Shiulim. On the topic of the Parsha and Shabbos and Shvius based on the Torah of Rabbi Avadari Zichrono Lebracha, Parshas Bereishis, the story about Gan Eden, man's purpose is defined by Yikach Hashem Elokim Mesad Menachem B'Gan Eden Lavda L'Shamra. God takes man, places him in Gan Eden, to work the land and guard the land. Now, this purpose was of Avodas Hagan was mentioned again differently after the sin by Yishalcheo Hashem Elokim Migan Eden La'avodas Ha'adama Asher Lakach Misham. So he was put in Gan Eden La'avdo L'shamra, and he was sent out of Gan Eden to work the land that he was taken from. The common themes in both psukim indicate that there is a relationship between them, whereas the defining of the concept of avoda changes based on a person's spiritual stature. What does it mean, la'avda l'shamra? So it says in the Sifri and Akev, la'avda is a talmud l'shamra eil mitzvahs, learning in mitzvahs. Similarly, in the Targumim and in the Zohar, or in the Torah Shlema, Tzvas Emes, brought in the Pasuk, in Eov, Adam la'amal yulad, Avayomer me'etzem b'riyato v'tafkid Adam la'amal. Everybody has to work, we're in this world to work. Just Ashrei mi, she'amalo b'Torah, like it says in Brachas, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, fortunate is the one whose toil is in Torah. Now is the Mitzvah of Adam and Gan Eden, and you can just be Yosek and Ruchnias. But now, after the expulsion, a man's Avoda has to be together with Avoda Gashmis. And that's the mixture, as the Sfas Emes says, Bereishis Tav Resh Mem Dalet, Tov Ra, She'ata Achar Chet, Yen Yochol Avo L'Shum Hasaga Biltik Dima Tikkun Aguf. Before getting any Hasaga and Ruchnias, perception, first, the one has to have avodas haguf, working of the body. The Medrash gave the change in man's purpose a Shabbos dimension. Meimat Shabbati, Omer Midrash, Vayanecheu, Natan lo Mitzvat Shabbat, Kneamar Vayanach Beyom Hashvi'i, Leovda Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, Leshomra Shamorat Yom Shabbat Lekadsho. Vayanecheu, we placed him. Medrash says he gave him Shabbos. Vayonach v'yom ha'shvi. So you see, Vayanecheu refers to Shabbos. La'avda sheshes yamim ta'avod. L'shamra shmoras yom ha'shabbos l'kadsho. Explains the Sfas Emes. Lefnei acheret haya kulo rak Torah. Kmo b'shabbat. She'eino tzrich l'shum ma'aseh Beru, שמאחור צריך להיות העבודה על ידי הגשמיות. בשבת קודש יש הרה מעין שהיה קודם החטא. קודם החטא הייתה עבודת גן עדן בלי פסולת, כמו שיש שדה עידית וזיבורית. So Sosemus explains that before the sin, man was kulo Torah like Shabbos. That's what it means to put in Gan Eden. For Shabbos, he doesn't need any actions. Shabbos, you're not doing any work. During the week, you have to work through Gashmias. And Shabbos, there's a light of what was before the sin. Before the sin, Avodas Gan Eden was Belip Soilas. That's what it means. La'avda Sheshes Yamim Tavod was Belip Soilas, without any wastage, without any much smoother work, whatever that means. Without psilas, comes Shabbos, then things are perfect. And every Shabbos we have a little bit of Kodem Achet, of being in Gan Eden. So according to the Sfas Emes, we understand the Seder in the Pasuk. It says, Vayanicheyu, that he began Eden la'ovdo l'shamra. So what's the Vayanicheyu? Before the sin, Shabbos, Gan Eden is Chinas Shabbos. La'ovdo is to work. After the sin, man has to work. The Shamra, that's Shabbos in our world. In other words, according to the Sfas Emes, you could say that the La'avda is referring to after the sin. That's why the Medrash says Sheshes Yamim Tavod in our matzah. And then the Lashamra is our Shabbos. So first is Vayanicheyu. Before the sin, Nasan Lo Mitzvah Shabbos, says the Medrash, Yanav Yom HaShvi'i. La'avda Sheshes Yamim Tavod. You could say that that's referring to our world. You have to work for 6 days. And then Lashamra, guard Shabbos, that's talking about our Shabbos, which is obviously not the same as the Shabbos before the sin, but there's a light from that Shabbos. Concepts that are borrowed from the agricultural field for spiritual challenges of man are also interpreted as being related to guarding Shavuos, as the Sfas Emes is in Bahar Tav Resh Mem Vav. By the sweat of your brow you should eat bread. That's the curse after the sin. And beforehand, all of the eating of man was from Gan Eden. But even after sin, the Jewish people still have times where this first koach is aroused. So man has to eat by the sweat of his brow, eat bread by the sweat of his brow. It's a curse. Beforehand, man can eat from Gan Eden without any problem. But even after the sin, there's a time to go back. Like on Shabbos, when you're not doing work and you're prepared just to serve Hashem. So if it was Shemitah, the whole year was Shabbos. And therefore the Jewish people have a light to shine in the first derech that was before the sin, and therefore they rest in these times. So in other words, Shabbos and Shavuos are supposed to bring us back to Adam Lifnei Achet. Whereas the Sfas Emes says in Behar, Tav Resh Nun Gimel, HaTorah Nesenes Derech, Ech Nesaken Gam Avodas HaAdam Avim Mitzvah Shemitah V'Yovel. The Torah gives a way to fix the Avodas HaAdam, that's the Mitzvah Shemitah and Yovel. Now we understand the drasha of Chachamim. Gibor yekor choset dvoro b'shoim b'shvius hakosim medaber. Ro kaumo bo v'shoisek. Those people of strong power who do God's word. This, says the Medrash Pasuk, is talking about those who keep shvius. That he sees his vineyard going, lying fallow. He's not working the vineyard and he's silent. He doesn't do anything. Because the Zohar, Darshan, and Musa Gakoch, that it's talking about the Neshama, the Zohar and Bereshit, Kuf Sadi Vav Amud Beis. So Gibore Koch are Gibore HaNeshama. Ki Legufa Adam Al Avodasa Lanim Tzatov Mi Asher Shtika Dom Emes, as the Sfas Emes is in Behar Tafri Samach Gimel. Because for the earth and the work of the earth, there's nothing better than silence. These people are Gibore Koch. They have a great neshama. Those are the shamrei shvius. They let their land lie fallow. They don't work the land. And the day of the Neshama, Yom of the Nishmasin on Shabbos, and in Shnas HaShmita, when the guf is shoves for shosek, when the guf is silent, then the Haneshama medaberet, the soul speaks. What does the soul speak? Diburah yitzirata hu amal haTorah, hu hishtakfuto shel Gan Eden. Gam im shulachnu mi Gan Eden, hari natalnu mimenu et birkato. Haneshama hayotzeret. Berakha zo hi birkat haShabbat. Even if we were expelled from the Garden of Eden, we took the bracha, the creative soul. And this bracha is the bracha of Shabbos and the bracha of Shvi'is, to be able to go back to that Edenic state. Achat l'shavu ha'avoda, shotek ha'guf v'aneshama medaberet. Achat l'shesh shnot ha'avoda, Bad mamala adama, v'nitan koach liyitzirat haneshama. That's the giboy rei koach, roek bukarma bor v'shoisek. He's silent when he sees his vineyard lying fallow, but he's a giboy rei koach, he's a strong neshama. So once a week on Shabbos, and once every 7 years on Shemitah, the body is silent and the soul is creative and speaks and learns. V'kama yigdelu v'yamiko efo diburei shel haneshama. בשבתה של השביעית. יום אשר כזה, הרי הוא בבורתו ותיגונו של הגן בעדן מקדם, אשר גורשנו משם. How great and deep is the speech of the soul on the Shabbos of Shviz. Such a day is a shadow and a tikkun of Gan Eden Mekedem from which we were expelled. And we should be zocha to get the most out of our Shabbos, Shviyas, Bereshis. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest friends.